Joan Swirsky. There's a good reason I wrote about the media's prostitutes a few years ago, actually, 7 years ago, with a preface that apologized to legitimate prostitutes who made an honest living. What I reported then was based on the formidable work of ace journalist Ashley Lutz, who scrupulously documented her findings in a Business Insider report. Lutz reported that in 1983, there were 50 media companies, but early in this century, as well as today, only 6 organizations are responsible for 90% or more of all the news we read, watch, and listen to. They include GE, Comcast, NBC, Universal Pictures, Focus Features, et al., News Corp., Fox News, Wall Street Journal, NY Post, et al., Disney, ABC, ESPN, Pixar, Miramax, Marvel Studios, et al., Viacom, MTV, Nick Jr., BET, CMT, Paramount Pictures, et al., Time Warner, CNN, HBO, Time, Warner Brothers, et al., CBS, Showtime, Smithsonian Channel, NFL.com, Jeopardy, 60 Minutes, et al., What Happened? It used to be that, of those 6 gigantic corporations, only one of them was politically conservative, specifically, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. The rest were uniformly left or far-left propaganda machines. Why? Because their bosses, chief executive officers and billionaire owners, were all globalists, ideologues who fervently, passionately, megalomaniacally, and narcissistically believed and believe to this very nanosecond that it is they, these self-appointed masters of the universe, who should be running the world, and not the idiotic morons who continue to procreate, take up valuable space, drive gasoline-fueled cars, and waste fortunes of money on antiquated concepts like religion, the belief in two-parent families, the value of the First and Second Amendment rights of free speech and gun ownership, and so on. And then, in 2015, Murdoch ceded a great deal of control of News Corp to his rhino son Lachlan and his leftist son James, who have moved their most reliable conservative media outlets significantly to the left, although not completely. Follow the money, this is how it works. Ms. Wide-Eyed Idealist and Mr. Upward Mobility apply for jobs at their local or national radio or TV stations or newspapers, or maybe they know someone who facilitates an interview that leads to their being hired. A good example of the latter is the nice enough but remarkably untalented Chelsea Clinton, who landed an astronomically high-paying job with NBC that, mercifully for viewers, lasted about a minute. Once hired, these wannabe journalists are thrilled to be on their way until they learn that their bosses don't give a damn about anything they think, believe, want to convey to a hungry public. For most media employees, it soon becomes clear that they are expected, indeed, mandated, to reflect and convey the belief systems of their employers. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. If they don't do that, they are completely dispensable! Exclamation mark. One example is Allison Camerota of CNN. When she was at Fox, she was Ms. Reliable, Fair and Balanced. But the very millisecond she moved to CNN, she became as rabidly partisan as any left-wing fanatic has ever been. Why? Because Ms. Allison knew immediately that she was dispensable. That's how business works. Toe the line, or you're out. The same can be said of all the self-important newscasters, anchors, and hosts whose media bosses quite literally give them their marching orders, or, more accurately, their talking orders. Not just talking orders, but word-for-word memes, which is why no matter which lefty network or cable show you turn to, they're all using the same vocabulary, the same expressions, and the same keywords. I first noticed this when Dick Cheney was chosen as George W. Bush's VP candidate. Suddenly, the media talking heads discovered the word gravitas. We still witness this echo chamber every day. Objectivity has never been part of the media's agenda, only slavish obeisance to their bosses. Watch for yourself. In fact, take notes. There is a remarkable absence of originality in today's political reportage. It's all an echo chamber of talking points and leftist propaganda that the anchors and reporters have received beforehand and have literally been commanded to utilize at the risk of their jobs. There's not an original word, phrase, or sentence. And watch these, dispensable, media shills try to impress their bosses by competing in the categories of best gotcha question, most feigned outrage, most blank-faced faux objectivity, and most vilification toward President Trump, whom these disrespectful, dispensable employees insist on calling Trump. Why the ferocity? The question still remains. Why the fanatical, obsessive, literally crazed hatred of President Trump? The answer is quite simple. In every single case of what used to pass as politics as usual, he has single-handedly identified and challenged the following as bad for America. The prevailing powers that be and their collusion in the global agenda, the Democrat Party, treaties like NATO and others, the open borders fetish, the global warming hoax, the rigged voting system, the irrelevance and malevolence of the United Nations, the monolith known as the American media. How? By giving voice to what the American people have known and been angry about for decades, namely, that these institutions, events, and ideologies are corrupt, permeated with bribes and payoffs, self-serving, and, in too many cases, anti-American, anti-the U.S. Constitution, anti-the Judeo-Christian ethics upon which our exceptional nation was founded, and, quite openly now, virulently anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, and anti-Jew. What's next? For 8 long years, the left has conspired against President Trump, fabricating, and this is the short list, a Russian collusion hoax, the Stormy Daniels fiasco, the preposterous impeachment attempts, the phony January 6th insurrection, fiction, the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago scam, and an avalanche of lawfare suits pursued by career leftist prosecutors and decided by career leftist judges. Nothing worked, and then it was mid-July 2024, less than 4 months from the election, and the left's arch nemesis was not only still standing but commanding massive crowds in weekly rallies around the country and demonstrating an ebullient optimism about the future of America, which is tantamount to arsenic to Democrats whose glasses are always half empty and whose sky is always falling. What to do? It's probably not a coincidence that a cascade of inexplicable Secret Service failures paved the way for an almost successful assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Indeed, Sheree Zaslavsky and many others theorize that our own intelligence services, rather than displaying a Freudian level of incompetence guarding a man many despised, may have facilitated the attempt. To demonstrate just how craven and dishonest our media are, here is a small sample of the headlines that followed this history-altering assassination attempt. A word of advice: don't believe anything you hear, read, or listen to on the so-called mainstream media, not a word, not a phrase, not a suggestion, not a theory. Their agenda, as we've learned over the past 8 years, is to obey the moneybags globalists who prefer socialism cum communism to the glorious freedom that the founding fathers of America envisioned and actualized almost 250 years ago. Yes, the media whores will still be with us, but when you decide to turn them off, they, too, will go the way of the dinosaurs they have always been. Joan Swirsky is a New York-based journalist and author. Her website is www.joneswersky.com and she can be reached at joneswersky.com.